The lawsuit alleges the U.S. government under then-President Donald Trump violated the Fourth Amendment rights to privacy of hundreds of people who visited Julian Assange, WikiLeaks' founder, during his stay at Ecuador's embassy in London. Deborah Herbeck is a media lawyer based in New York who was one of those to visit Assange. She's one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
During our meetings with Julian at the embassy, recordings of our confidential conversations and the contents of our electronic devices were being delivered into the hands of the United States government. I'm a New York lawyer. I have the right to assume that the U.S. government is not listening to my private and privileged conversations with my clients, and that information about other clients and cases I may have on my phone or laptop are secure from illegal government intrusion. This is not just a violation of our constitutional rights. This is an outrage.
The suit charges then CIA Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo of working with a private company out of Spain, Undercover Global, or UC Global, to spy, gather data, and share it with the CIA. Although the actions occurred in London, plaintiffs say Americans are protected by the U.S. Constitution anywhere in the world. Margaret Ratner is also a plaintiff in the case and a lawyer suing the CIA.
As a criminal attorney, I don't think that there's anything worse than your opposition listening in on what your plans are, what you intend to do, and your conversations. It's a terrible thing, and it's treated by the United States courts as a terrible thing. This is not something that hasn't happened very occasionally in the U.S., and the result has very often been a dismissal of the indictment.
They're demanding the data collected, including recorded conversations, be handed over to the plaintiffs. They also say the actions have tainted the U.S. prosecution of Assange and is a basis to throw out the indictment against him. Robert Boyle is one of the attorneys who filed the lawsuit.
The recording of meetings with friends, with lawyers, the copying of his attorneys and friends' digital information taints the criminal prosecution because now the government knows the contents of those communications. And there should be sanctions, even up to dismissal of those charges or withdrawal of an extradition request to in response to these blatantly unconstitutional activities.
The CIA is expected to claim state secrecy privileges, but critics of the U.S. prosecution of Assange say the suit shows the desperate lengths the U.S. government will go to prosecute him and is another indicator Assange will not receive a fair trial in the U.S. It's a claim his lawyers continue to make in British courts as they fight his extradition to the U.S., where he faces life in prison for publishing classified government data, including possible U.S. war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan, a move critics say will have chilling effects on press freedoms at home and abroad. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.